Ngemva kwamaviki ambalwa kuhluzisiswa ensitha udaba lokuthi umongameli Donald Trump welemelika wayefuna ukuthi ilizwe le-Ukraine lidinge udaka angabhica ngalo omunye wabakhangelelwe ukuncintisana laye kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo umnumzana Joe Biden andubana lelo lizwe liphiwe uncedo lwezomvikela uZulu uze wazizwela ngokwakhe ubufakazi obethulweyo emphakathini. Umgcinisihlalo wekomiti ye-intelligence umnumzana Adam Schiff nguye okhokhela lolu hlelo.
The essence of what the president communicates.
Kodwa umongameli Donald Trump yena elokho esithi uqanjelwa amanga. Uqale ukwethula ubufakazi ngowayeyisiphathamandla esigodlweni seMelika kwele Ukraine umnumzana William Taylor. UTaylor uthi okwakusenzakala kwamjiya engahlalisekanga kuhle ngoba kwakungekho emthethweni.
Someone who is, I think, performing another vital service for the country relating the facts that came to his attention, the very disturbing facts that came to his attention.
UTaylor uthi kwabamgceke uthi uncedo olwalumele luphiwe iUkraine lwalusetshenziswa njengesifumbathiso sokuba kucutshungulwe umnumzana Joe Biden ngele Ukraine. Yena uBiden uthi mpela ukwenziwa nguTrump kumele athoniswe.
He's indicted himself by his own statements.
Abanye abaphe ubufakazi izolo yisisebenzi sogatsha lwe-State Department umnumzana George Kent. Omunye njalo okhangelelwe ukupha ubufakazi ngowake wamela elemelika kwele Ukraine unkosikazi Marie Yavanovich.
This is a very strong case of bribery.
Uyanovich uthi kulobufakazi bokufumbathiswa. Amalunga ibandla likaTrump elama-Republicans athi akula bufakazi bokuthi uTrump wayefuna ukufumbathisa umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky wakelwe Ukraine ngoba lolu ncedo okwakuthiwa wayefuna ukufumbathisa ngalo lwaphiwa ilizwe leli.